Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, we're on because the fun drive is over.
Hooray! Congratulations to everybody once again for a job. Well done.
Mike, last week before we went into the fun drive, you left us with a challenge. Please clear it up.
I said, start with the phrase garden state. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word and a six-letter word that can fill in the blanks in this sentence. The blank kept his baseball player client informed about any potential blank.
Agent and trades?
That is right. The agent kept his baseball player client informed about any potential trades. All right, Ian, on June 7th, 1977, over 1 million people lined the streets of London to watch the procession of the royal family as they headed to St. Paul's Cathedral to celebrate the Silver Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. The Jubilee marked Elizabeth's quarter century as the reigning monarch of the United Kingdom. 2 days later, she took a boat trip down the Thames in tribute to similar trips made by Elizabeth I. This river journey was mocked on the 7th by the punk band The Sex Pistols, who took their own trip on the Thames, during which they played their version of God Save the Queen. To commemorate Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee, our questions this week will be about silver things. A fantasy novel titled The Silver Chair, along with Prince Caspian, The Magician's Nephew, and four other novels, comprise a series published between 1950 and 1956 and collectively known by what name?
The Chronicles of Narnia.
That is right. Portrayed by Orson Welles in a 1938 radio broadcast and in a 1972 film, by Tim Curry in a 1996 movie starring The Muppets, and by Anthony Quinn in a 1987 television miniseries, what fictional characters Pegleg and Parrot are often cited as an important influence on the image of pirates in popular culture?
This is where the category is helpful. That's Long John Silver?
You're learning, yes. The category is helpful, yes. Performed by Steve Martin in the 1978 film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, what 1969 Beatles song from the album Abbey Road is about the title tool that comes down during the course of the song on the head of a woman named Joan, a teacher, and a judge?
Silver Hammer?
The song is called Maxwell's Silver Hammer, but we will give you credit for knowing it's a silver hammer. Very good. The Silver Slugger Award, given to the best offensive player in each position, is voted on annually by the coaches and managers in Major League Baseball. Outfielder Barry Bonds holds the record for most Silver Slugger Awards, winning it 12 times. Tied for the next most wins at 10 each are Alex Rodriguez and which catcher, who won 10 consecutive years from 1993 to 2002 while playing for the Dodgers, the Marlins, and the Mets?
I thought it could be one of two things when you said catcher, but it's Mike Piazza, based on those teams.
It is Mike Piazza. That's correct. Who is your other choice?
When you said catcher of the 90s, I thought it might be Yvonne Rodriguez.
Oh. And finally, Duke Silver, a jazz saxophonist, is revealed to be the alter ego of a government employee named Ron Swanson, portrayed by actor Nick Offerman, in a 2009 second season episode of what NBC comedy?
Well, I suppose that makes us Dairy Merbles. It is Parks and Rec.
Very good. Parks and Recreation is correct. Well, Ian deserves more than just a silver medal this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions and get another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase silver medals. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell two nicknames, six letters each, of National Hockey League teams. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.